As the city of Jacksonville tries to encourage redevelopment of the old courthouse and city hall along Bay Street, David Cotton, reporter at Jacksonville Daily Record, tells us there is drama brewing over who's getting the contract to demolish those buildings. That's this week's Business Brief. David, there's one company with a pending award for this contract. They were the lowest bidder, but the company with the second lowest bid is protesting and saying that was unfair. Why is that?
Yeah, basically, they're saying that this first company who had the lowest bid was given an opportunity to change its submission after these bids were opened on the 20th. And really what it comes down to is this particular contract requires this company to use Jacksonville Small Emerging Businesses. 10% of the work has to go to that. For folks who are unfamiliar with Jacksonville Small Emerging Businesses, this is a program where the city encourages bigger companies who win these large awards to involve small Jacksonville businesses in hopes of growing them. And that's really the crux of this whole protest.
So originally, the bid did not include 10% of work by these small businesses. That's why it was resubmitted?
Yeah. Less than 1%, actually. About $11,000 was going to go to one company. And then when they came back and changed their bid, there was another $800,000 worth of work going to another Jacksonville business for this contract.
How much is at stake for this company? What is the size of this contract?
The city has $8 million squared away, and here's the difference. This environmental holdings group that won the contract submitted a bid of $7.9 million. Peace of Mind, the other company, their bid was $8.3 million. So it's a large contract for sure.
Again, this contract is just for the demolishing of these buildings. It's not for the eventual redevelopment of this large site next to the Hyatt Hotel, right?
Yeah, there's actually another bid submission that's going on right now for that to demolish and redevelop. And the mayor's office is saying, if we can't get a development done in time, we have this other contract waiting where we can just demolish it and get ahead of the game.
Okay, so are you going to be following this drama at the protest hearing coming up this Thursday?
Absolutely. We're going to be there. It'll be very interesting because this company who is being accused of changing their submission says they are ready to defend themselves and they've done nothing wrong.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.